It's time to talk about nutrition on Taco Tuesday with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens. It's time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92 on this 4th of July, and we welcome into the studios once again Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition right here in Madison. Happy 4th there, Amber.
Happy 4th to you as well. Oh,
thank you. Be careful with your fireworks out there.
Yeah, I probably just won't touch any.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
I'll just watch them.
Yeah, you've seen how I've handled fireworks over the years. You learn to stay away
That's
from
right.
them, right?
Yeah. I'll watch them from a safe distance.
That's right. You and me both.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk about something I know absolutely nothing about, but I will by the end of the program.
I hope so.
So what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, today we're going to start a little bit more technical, but we're going to make our way to some fun stuff by the end. So hang with me.
All right. I'm not going anywhere.
Perfect. Yeah,
right
you
here.
Better not.
I'll
yeah.
be right here.
So 4th of July really means we're in full grilling season. So I thought we could talk a little bit today, since we have a couple full months, hopefully full months left of grilling season. One of the things that can come into play that a lot of people don't think about or don't probably have never even heard of. Have you heard of something called advanced glycemic or advanced glycation end products?
Yeah, just talking to Paul about that.
Were you and Paul talking about that? Yeah. So advanced glycation end products, AGEs, is how we shorten that. And AGEs are something that occur naturally in our body through a process called glycation. They also occur naturally in our food, and it's something that develops, kind of in an oversimplified definition here, when carbohydrates or sugars meet amino acids or lipids, so proteins or fats. So our goal as we talk about things today is not to avoid all AGEs or to not get any AGEs at all in your diet, but just to talk a little bit about what AGEs are, why we care about them, where they come from, all of that kind of stuff. And grilling is one of the places that they come from. So AGEs, like I mentioned, occur naturally. We're never going to eliminate them, but we care about them because the research shows us that when we have high intakes of AGEs over long periods of time, that's associated with some of our neurological conditions like Alzheimer's or even just with cognitive decline. It's also been associated with increased inflammation and worsening of certain chronic conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia and chronic pain. So we care about them because if we have certain conditions or we're at risk for certain things like Alzheimer's, it can increase our risk. Now, does that mean that everybody who grills out all summer is going to develop Alzheimer's? Absolutely not. Grilling is still a great way to cook our meat. It's a great way to socialize and have fun over the summer. So this isn't about, again, cutting them out, but maybe talking about where they're coming from, how we can reduce them through some of our...
And maybe moderation in grilling?
Yeah. Moderation. I know. I sound like a broken record, yeah. Don't I? Moderation does really...
Moderation in everything, really.
...play into it quite a bit, yeah. So these AGEs occur naturally in our high-fat foods especially. So a lot of our hard cheeses like Parmesan are pretty high naturally in AGEs. Our red meat is going to be the highest among our meat. Chicken is lower. Fish is even lower than that. But even healthy fats like nuts and seeds are higher in AGEs. So then, like I mentioned, they also increase based on how we cook our foods. So when we use slow cooking methods that have moisture, like think a crock pot, crock pots don't develop a lot with AGEs. They keep AGEs pretty low. High heat for shorter times, like grilling, or high dry heat, like smoking, are going to increase our AGE content in food. Now, that doesn't mean we have to avoid those cooking methods. If you are grilling, one of the ways that you can easily bring down AGEs, like almost cut them in half, according to some research, is by marinating your meat. So a lot of people like to put marinades on their meat just to tenderize it a little bit to add some flavor, but it also significantly reduces that AGE content. So it's going to make it less inflammatory for you. You can also just grill foods that are naturally a little bit lower. So when we grill fruits and vegetables, like putting pineapple on the grill, any of our veggies that people like to grill, those are already naturally low in AGEs. They're not going to develop that many through the grilling process. So having more of those veggies at the meal, which it always comes back to anyway, is going to help bring those AGEs down. And then even just simply having mostly low AGE foods at your meal and having one or two higher AGE foods. So maybe you have a steak, but then alongside it, you've got lots of fruits and veggies and beans and things that just don't naturally contain a lot of that AGE in the first place. So lots of ways to still enjoy grilling, but especially if you notice more inflammation during the summer, a lot of people feel less inflammation because we don't have the cold weather here in the summer. But if you're noticing that you don't feel as well after grilling, or that your fibromyalgia, joint pain, anything like that flares up over the summer, and you spend a lot of time eating food off the grill, this might be a place for us to look.
All right. Well, you and the family were going to come over for hot dogs on the grill today.
But yes.
Maybe we'll reconsider that.
No, I think we can still have some fun. Like I said, I'm not trying to take away everybody's 4th of July fun.
I was looking here, scrolling at articles about AGEs, and I guess it's a lot of people know about them because there's a lot of information online about what's high and what's low and best ways to grill and all that. So
exactly. And, you know, it's not a it's got a lot of research behind it, we'll say that. But I think the average person isn't thinking about AGEs. Usually when I bring it up in an appointment in clinic, people haven't really heard of them. I have had a lot of success. Fibromyalgia in particular is one where pulling back on AGEs has been pretty helpful with a lot of the people I've worked with who have fibromyalgia. Now, very important note that I don't recommend you just try to cut out all AGEs on your own without having a conversation with your care team, your dietitian, whoever it is you're working with on diet and lifestyle and health and all of that kind of stuff. Because again, anytime we start to pull back on certain foods or avoid certain components of foods or minimize them, we risk not getting enough of some of the stuff that we need. So even if you pull back on AGEs, still a good thing to talk to your care team about, make sure they're aware, make sure they're on board, all of that kind of stuff.
All right. And it looks like the information you've been given today is very accurate.
Good.
This is just marinate your meat, choose lean cuts of meat.
There we go.
Slice the meat a little thinner.
There you go.
Don't eat burned stuff.
Don't eat burned stuff. Yeah. And I mean, we've known for years, and there's lots of research to show that when our food is burned, and I know a lot of people really like that charred portion of it, that charred portion of it is really where we're getting the poor health things, aspects of
so
a food.
Don't be chewing on the burnt stuff.
That's right.
All right.
Or minimally.
Minimally.
So if you're looking for some low AGE things to kind of snack on tonight during the fireworks, maybe using some stuff that you maybe still have sitting at home from your weekend or from your last grocery trip, maybe making some fun red, white, and blue firework treats for tonight with some healthy-ish foods, at least. Lots of ways to add red, white, and blue. A lot of people do it with candy and sprinkles and stuff like that, and that's okay. Candy and sprinkles don't have to be avoided. I know you've had some red, white, and blue treats here.
I'm eating a red, white, and blue frosted cookie right as you speak.
That's right. What better way to taco than with your...
It's low in AGEs, anyway.
It is low in AGEs. Your cookie is not very high. But if you want something a little more whole, you could do a kebab. So a fun little red, white, and blue kebab that has strawberries or raspberries for the red, blackberries or blueberries for the blue, and then marshmallows or bananas for the white. And that can be something that's fun for kids and adults alike. You make your own little kebab of red, white, and blue. You've got a couple of those you can snack on while you watch the fireworks tonight. You can also cover some pretzels in, if you've got almond bark or white chocolate sitting with your baking stuff, cover some of your pretzels or nuts or something like that with those for the white. You certainly can add sprinkles if you want, or have some of those red and blue fruits on the side. Even a lot of people like to make Jell-O for the 4th of July. Toss a few handfuls of cut up fruit in there just to make it a little bit more nourishing. You're getting a little bit of that nutrition then from the fruit. You just toss it in there before they've fully set, and it'll kind of sink to the middle.
Throw in a few chickpeas too while you're at it.
There you go.
Some chickpeas and Jell-O, that maybe
chickpeas
not.
And
maybe
Jell-O.
Not. I don't know.
Might maybe not, fresh. But you could put them on your kebab if you wanted you as your white. Right. Yeah. Cauliflower and jicama are great other white vegetables, red bell peppers and tomatoes. Make yourself a blueberry basil lemonade to go along the side. Yogurt is white with your berries. That can make a fun little parfait for tonight. Even make your own popsicles using those berry purees or some yogurt.
All right. A lot of great ideas there, Amber.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, if anybody has any interest in discussing AGEs and other such topics or anything dealing with health and nutrition, how can they find you?
Yep, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can call up to the clinic here in Madison or reach out to the radio station.
That's right. We know where to find you.
You got it.
All right. Well, you have a great 4th, and we will talk again next week on Taco Tuesday. Join us again next Tuesday afternoon, same time, for Taco Tuesday with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens on Q92.